treatment for human cancer has revealed a naturally occurring protein which can be injected into hen's eggs during the first 7 days of incubation. And the result is a guaranteed male, like this little fella here. And scientists say they may be able to adapt their techniques to produce batches of chicks which are all female. Well, if this is applied commercially, obviously it makes economic sense. But there's bound to be a big debate about its morality. And that's all from Country Park for this week. Have a good afternoon. Until next Sunday, goodbye.
The real problem, I think, is the visual impact, the effect on the environment, the effect on the scenery.
All right.
Put out, you know, a little azalea out there, and those hyacinth bulbs, which are, you know, just out there on the top of the stairs.
Right. The azalea seems all right, doesn't it? Is that the news coming on now?
Wednesday at 9:30 on BBC1. Getting to hear the best in quality music is not as difficult as some people imagine.
Oh, sorry. Is the news coming on now?
Issue of the economy in general and tax cuts versus public spending in particular. Treasury Minister David Mellor debates his shadow Margaret Beckett on the record after the news at 1 o'clock with Maura Stewart.
Good afternoon. Riot police in Moscow have stopped an anti-government march by several thousand communist supporters. The protesters were trying to reach a square near the Kremlin where demonstrations are banned. There were clashes and several people were injured.
Boris Yeltsin's communist opponents surged through a line of riot police who were outnumbered, but who still tried to stop them marching towards the Kremlin. What was supposed to have been a peaceful demonstration quickly turned to violence, some of it undoubtedly provoked by the communists, whose aim is to try to make the authorities here seem as undemocratic as possible. Fascists, fascists, chanted the crowd of some 5,000.
Just cutting that down, because it grows that loud.
Yeah.
Showed today not only that they're prepared to take to the streets, but also to use violence as they campaign against his economic reforms. Their hope is that more Muscovites will join them. The soaring prices and continuing shortages create mounting public discontent. Ben Brown, BBC News, Moscow.
Here, a 50-year-old man is spending a third day in police custody in Birmingham, where he's been questioned about the kidnapping of the estate agent Stephen.
Well, I think they're trying to pin the murder on him. I think. I reckon they've got him on the kidnapping charge.
To hold him for another 36 hours. He's also being questioned about the murder of Leeds teenager Julie Dart. An opinion poll in the Irish Republic suggests there's a big majority in favour of lifting the country's blanket ban on abortion. Two-thirds of those questioned said they'd support abortions in certain circumstances. Comes as Ireland's Supreme Court prepares to hear an appeal by the parents of a 14-year-old girl pregnant by a rapist. The Irish High Court has ordered her not to travel to Britain for an abortion.
Several thousand people demonstrated in Dublin city centre yesterday against the decision by the Irish High Court preventing the 14-year-old rape victim and her family from travelling to England. The protesters were also calling for a repeal of the clause in the country's constitution, which protects the right to life of the unborn child. It was a manifestation of the apparently...
Oh, is that so?
...that something must be done as a result of the case. An opinion poll today suggests that two-thirds of Irish people now support a change in the constitution to allow abortion in limited and clearly defined circumstances. A two-day appeal against the earlier ruling starts in the Supreme Court tomorrow. Judgment's expected on Friday.
Syrian and Palestinian negotiators have gone to Washington for the next round of Middle East peace talks, which are due to begin tomorrow. Meanwhile, Muslim militia groups are withdrawing from positions in southern Lebanon after they agreed to halt rocket attacks against settlements in northern Israel. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli soldiers have shot and killed a Palestinian and wounded another during an incident at a refugee camp. And in Jerusalem, a man was injured when a bomb exploded at a bus stop. Police later arrested a number of Arab suspects. That's the news. Now back to Jonathan Dimbleby on the record.
Then in front of the Nestle, fuck it, come.
Well, I don't want him on the record.
No.
And here's Petraska. And there is number six. And that was Lang again. Petraska did the hard work for him.
USA 1, Czechoslovakia 6, I think.
That Canada could have a gold medal, and so it means a lot to us, and I think the players are excited about it. I don't think getting the players up would be a problem. Probably the biggest concern I've got is, can I get them down at a level where they're not too hyper?
Everybody has said that this is the most open hockey has been for years. Does that give you added pleasure therefore for a week to fight?
Then when this applies to you.
I thought of that actually because I read about it the other day.
The Soviets, I still consider that to be an upset. I mean, they are the favorite. They beat us in the preliminary round game. But, you know, they're a younger team now.
Well, I mean, I thought I would ring them up.
So there's a chance. But to capitalize on that chance, you have to play very, very well because they don't make many mistakes. They're a very good team.
What did you learn from that defeat?
Well, the trouble is, I mean, it's the same sort of thing as that silly cafe down by the river, isn't it?
Yeah.
We had about 6 or 7 minutes where we were a little soft, a little bit complacent, and all of a sudden the game was almost lost in. And against the Soviets, it's a 60-minute game that's complete. Every shift you have to play very well. Be alert on the ice at all times, and that'll be important to us. Probably the second thing we learned is you've got to be very disciplined. You take a lot of penalties and allow them to play on the power play, they will soon beat you because their power play is about 30-some% in efficiency in this tournament. It's the best in the tournament.
I'm sure you will have also seen the game they lost against the Czechs. Did you learn anything from that?
Yeah, we did. We learned one thing, that they are a young team, and when the heat's on in a close game, they didn't react as well as we thought they would. They looked at like there was a little gap in terms of some leadership. They've lost so many of their experienced leaders now from their team. They have so many young players. They may, if you can keep the game close, go into the third period in a very close score, get into the last 10 minutes possibly with the score tied or very close to tied. You know,
I'm all right.
The team may not have that experience it needs to
maintain. I'm all right. I mean, nothing wrong with me.
Your number, Mr. Tickenhoff, has had a lot of battles. How much is this a contest between you on the benches and between the players on the ice?
Well, Victor is an excellent coach. He's one of the best coaches there is in international hockey. We have a great relationship, and there's a mutual respect for the way we coach our two teams. And there's a definite rivalry there with the two teams. I don't sense there's a rivalry with himself and myself. I think we both just know that good preparation and opportunity when they meet, sometimes you get success, and we hope that it'll be a very interesting game. And I know his team will always be tough to beat. He gets a lot out of his players. Very, very demanding man.
Those two, was that a final then?
No, the final is going to be Canada and the United Commonwealth, you know, the independent
Russia
state, yeah.
So this was just for their case.
So we're going to try to make sure we do a very good job against Bykov's line. Bykov, Kmailov, and Hangutov is a very good line. It's probably the best line in the tournament.
This is the Canadian trainer or coach speaking.
This is the Canadian.
Yeah.
Neutralize them. You have a chance against the Soviets. So what part of our game plan will be to give that line some special checking attention.
You've had 9 years in this job. You've never come closer to the Olympic medal than this. What does it mean to you at this moment?
Well, it's one of the most exciting moments of my life because 9 years is a long time to be working towards Olympic medals. And in Sarajevo and in Calgary, we didn't achieve that. Finished fourth both times, so now we're in the medals. But
they got a medal?
No. Well, yes, they have got it. They'll have a medal because they're in the final. So they'll either have a gold or a silver.
Make sure that I'm ready and hope my players are. Have a good day.
It's been a long time for Canada. Dave King, their coach there, with Gerald Sinstad. Let's just have a look at the group B table, how it finished. You'll see that the unified team beat Canada 5-4, but they themselves lost a match, and Canada finished top of that group there as well.
So where's the USA?
So we're all set then for the ice hockey final.
I think that's the other USA was in the other group, I think.
Winning 7 of the last 9 gold medals, and their opponents, Canada, haven't won that Olympic title since 1952. We go live now to Barry Davis. Looking at the man that Canada will have to beat, Mikhail Stelenkov, as the French television has been showing their viewers how the two teams got to the final. We're waiting now for the opening ceremony. Still a few seats to be taken, but no question that this is a sellout for what is in fact the 17th final of ice hockey in the Olympic Games. Now, if that confuses you slightly, let me tell you that on the first occasion in Antwerp in 1920, it was a part of the Summer Games. Only 4 countries have won the Olympic tournament. The USSR 7 times, now of course known as the Unified Team, but the same coach and the same Moscow strength. Canada 6 times. The United States have won it twice in their own backyard at Squaw Valley in 1960 and at Lake Placid in 1980. And Great Britain won it once in 1936. We have to admit that there were quite a few Canadians in the side. In fact, it's said that every player had some Canadian connection. Those were the 1936 games at Garmisch-Partenkirchen. The teams being announced on the public address. We have the officials out on the ice, but no teams as yet. The referee is Sven-Erik Sold of Sweden, whom this will be game number 6. He's refereed the unified team twice, their opening match against Switzerland and then the semi-final against the United States. But he has yet to referee Canada. Situation at the top of the goal scoring table, Joe Juno leading the way, but as you can see, Mutov, one of that line that Dave King was just talking about, 7 goals, 6 assists, 13 points, is just 1 point behind him. There is Joe Juno. A better stick handler, I think.
I'm just having another drink.
Yeah, I just had another one.
Dreadful.
Well, maybe I'll have another
one.
I say I'm going to have a lime, actually. Because that can be quite a refreshing...
Let's have that. That is...
Second man to win the Olympic Games three times. The other one to do it, Anatoly.
Oh, well, actually, that's what you did. I thought you were getting lager.
No, lime and lemonade, I thought, lager, yeah. So oh, no, I find this more refreshing even than lager.
Change. This is Kovalenko. Davidov is on to his right. Davidov will have a little bit of time
on the front line in place of Gumayev. No fall down is nothing too serious. Quite a quiet start. Never going to find a way through there, Kovalenko. First shot on Sean Burke. Played all but one game, and in that game, Trevor Kidd achieved a shutout. This is Lindberg. Nicely played, a little bit of holding going on, but nothing to worry. The referee, Joe Guno, was trying to get in. Lindberg can track the mark. The Soviets breaking on the left side. The far side to Pekov, to Davidov rather, and he is offside. Good atmosphere. One or two people arriving a little late after their lunch. Serious looking bunch, the unified team. Don't often see smiles. And here's Dawn Hines. He had a chance for a shot, then decided to play it in instead. Picked up by Lindros down on the board to that side. Hines makes the forward move. Lindros has used his weight well. He's got a man in front. Can't find him. Schreiber was who tried to get it over. And he gets away from Archibald, and Hines doing a good job just outside his own defensive zone. Shout to go, Canada go. As Pekov, Borchevsky rather, gets in the first shot that in any way will trouble the netminder. Be judged to the right of Schoenberg's goal. Borchevsky goes to sit next to his coach. Along comes the Zhernov line. Zhernov, Alexei Kovalev, Sergei Petrenko. Hasn't been many changes made by Tikhonov. In his lines, just that national squad with Davidov and Kamalev. The Canadians have done a lot of changing. The coach believes in it, keeping people guessing all the time. Fabian Joseph collects. He got the final goal against Czechoslovakia, which finally ended the nerves. Good contest in which the Czechoslovakians were a little unlucky. Nice taken by Joseph. You have to remember Dreisaitl's penalty shot, which stayed on the line but refused to cross it. Now, did that indicate that it's to be Canada's title at last? Unified's having slightly the better of the early exchanges. This is Zhernov. Straight off the pads, down goes the man in front of the net. Out comes Fabian Joseph, played left side. And Giles with a shot that's well wide of the mark. Still hasn't warmed up yet. To my left, nice little kick. This is Kulikov. Difficult one. Came partly off the chest, partly off the arm. Bit of a battle around the back. Out comes Tibbet. The last to join the squad, whose experience could be very useful. David Hannan changes his mind, reduced to making a break on the far side. Great little push and shot, but a good start. From Tibbet by Shalenko. Got down well by his near post. Pace beginning to increase. Hannan. Good combination with Tibbet in the semi-final. Dave Hannan. No foul. Out of his own volition. Kovalenko back. And the wingers really do work up and back in this unified team. Good turn by Juskiewicz. Into the neutral zone by Woody. We'll probably see quite a bit of play in the neutral zone. A lot of poke checking. Swapping
Telecard exclusive directory.
That many directories these days.
Pardon?
Captain. She must be doing
it. Yeah, she is.
Start with a Canadian power play as Mironov
departs the scene for 2 minutes.
First minute and nothing to show.
I think you like playing with that.
Don't like it getting dirty, not
what?
Don't like it getting dirty.
Trouble is, when it's raining, you know, when it's wet, you need to do it every day almost, don't you, really?
Yeah, because it's one trouble to black. It never looks, you know, unless it's shining, it doesn't look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah.
What time is Lucy coming into, by the way, Terry?
What time is?
Lucy coming in tomorrow. Did you set it at the same time?
I don't mind, whenever. Joanna's coming in, I think, at her usual time.
She is.
But, I mean, you know, she can come in. Oh, I can't have her in the morning anyway, because we're camping in the morning.
Yeah.
So we should be out, you know,
all
the morning.
Oh, at the same time. And if she wants to go off, she can go and make sure she's back before.
Yeah.
Or unless you want her a bit... Joanne comes in 6:15, does she?
Yeah, I mean, she can come in at 2 if she likes, but if she's going to be out, I mean, she can come in at 5:15.
Well, if she's home, I'll get her to pop in at 2. If she's not home, I'll get her to come in at 5:15.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. Now that's a half term week, isn't it? Now the following week, Victoria's away.
Yeah, because she's away, or she goes tonight.
That's right, but everyone else is in. But I want to clear Wednesday and Thursday because we want to go up to Suffolk.
Oh, that's all right.
Midday Wednesday, so that.
Yeah. So
it probably means.
They're English, isn't it? It doesn't matter about Gavin and Lucy.
The English will have to be put back a week, I think.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter about Gavin and Lucy not coming in Wednesday night. Don't worry.
No, we'll put the English back a week.
Yeah.
I think Miss Lucy and Gavin, what I'll try and do, I'll try and bring them. I've got 2 on the Thursday, and I'll try and bring them forward to the Monday, because Monday's a baker's day, isn't it?
Yes, it is, actually, yeah. Yeah, they don't come back till Tuesday, do
you
they?
You see, so I could.
Yeah, that's right, bring them forward to
I
Monday.
Could change the times on Monday a bit.
Yeah, of course you could. Yeah, no problem.
So, I think we'll put the English back a week.
Yeah, that's no problem.
And give Gavin and Lucy a miss on that Wednesday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because there's a special offer on. There's a Forte Hotel at Woodbridge in Suffolk, which is a nice hotel. And they've got a special offer for 5 nights for the price of 3.
Oh,
and that's. Bed, full English breakfast and an evening meal. So it's worth doing that because I was going to go Thursday and just come back on the Monday. But as it is now, we'll go Wednesday, we'll have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights. We'll come back on the Monday. And we should be back without any problem by 4:15. If we're not, I would give you a ring. But
don't worry.
And it'll give us a chance to go and see my aged aunt. We haven't seen her for about 10, 12 years, and she's the last one of the family that's really still alive, and she's well into her 80s. And I just loathe the thought of leaving it until the next thing is you're going up for a funeral, you know?
That's right, yeah.
And I think her husband will probably die before she will, because he's older than she is even, and he's not very well, hasn't been for a long time. So we'll go up there, and there's other friends up there we haven't seen for
a dozen
years or so. We haven't been up there since 78, you see, when my mother moved down here. It's the last time we've been to Suffolk.
So,
it's a long time. We were going to go this week, coming weekend, actually, and because that would have been easier. I could move everybody this week, but Bridget and Bob are coming this coming next weekend. So, I didn't want to put them off, and I like to be here, and that's a chance, because Bob likes to go on the moor as well, so we should go out on the moor with the dog a couple of times, you know. That would be nice. So,
Oh, that's all right then, love.
Right?
Yeah, that's okay. Well, anyway, Lucy tomorrow, 2:00. If she's out, she'll come in 5:15. And then that's it until the Monday after.
No. They're coming in on the Wednesday.
Oh, no, that's
Lucy
right.
Will come in on the Wednesday.
She'll come in on the Wednesday.
Lucy will come in on the Wednesday.
Of course she will.
And
then the Monday after, and then it's the Monday after that. Yeah, it's okay.
All right?
Yep, I've got it off
here. And the following Monday? Yes. Okay.